Knowledge Products presents the United States Constitution, narrated by Walter Cronkite.
On the eve of the new Constitution, George Washington wrote to his nephew, Bushrod Washington.
The warmest friends and the best supporters the Constitution has do not contend that it is free from imperfections, but they found them unavoidable and are sensible. If evil is likely to arise therefrom, the remedy must come hereafter. For in the present moment it is not to be obtained. And as there is a constitutional door open for it, I think the people, for it is with them to judge, decide with as much propriety on the alterations and amendments which are necessary as ourselves. I do not think we are more inspired, have more wisdom, or possess more virtue than those who will come after us.
The constitutional door mentioned by Washington was the amendment process outlined within the Constitution. Before that process could become a point of debate, however, the very existence of the Constitution would have to be secured. No one knows if the majority of Americans in 1787 approved of the United States Constitution. Some historians believe that a majority may have opposed ratification. After all, Rhode Island, called Rogue Island by some, had not even sent delegates to the Constitutional Convention. At that time, America was a confederation, not so much one government as a league of individual states which enjoyed state sovereignty. Those who wished to maintain the Confederation were labeled...